been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number one, second half hour on this Friday, August 9th, 2024, edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You mean this show today is kind of a laid-back Friday reflection, a day of reflection. The pain that I have felt on Wednesday, hearing the results of all of these races, I'm grieving with the candidates. I'm grieving with you guys. I thought for sure, I was very confident that Todd Smallenberg was going to defeat Cam Cavett. That was one race that I was feeling very confident about. And I'm sure many of you were as well. But the massive amount of money that went into those mailers almost every single day, people in the 106th House District got a mailing from Cam Cavett's campaign or from PAC money, Michigan Freedom Fund, and others that were negatively attacking Todd Smallenberg. You raise the negatives against Todd, the unfavorable, while raising the favorables of Cam Cavett via manipulative mailers that you guys were just inundated with, worked. Cam's voting record, forget about it. It was irrelevant. It was not what they were focused on. Todd was focused on it. Todd was telling the truth. Cam Cavett voted for a Democrat to be the Speaker of the House, to sit on committees that he was completely ineffective. Sitting on those committees, putting forward amendments, not one of his amendments got adopted. When it was time to be a man and stand up and vote on the gun bills against them, he conveniently had COVID that day. Meanwhile, the minority leader of the House, Matt Hall, who wants to be the next speaker under Ken Cavett's vote and Ken Borton's vote and John Roth's vote, voted for the gun bills. Matt Hall wants to be speaker. He's got tons of money in his leadership pack. He's going to be writing out $10,000 checks to all these guys that got reelected basically on Tuesday. Forget November, it's over. They'll easily win reelection. He'll start writing the checks out, and when they caucus in January, Matt Hall will be the next speaker. And he voted for the gun bills with the Democrats. He made the gun bills bipartisan. You see, it's all about the money, folks. That's the bottom line. I hate to tell you this, but it's all about the money. It takes a lot of money to win races. You got to get your message out. You have to absolutely convince the sheeple people who don't listen to this show, so I can call them that, 80% of the voters who actually showed up and voted, even though it was only 27% of registered voters, 80% of them never listened to this show. They did not even know who Dr. Sherry O'Donnell was. They didn't even know who Josh Saul was. They didn't know who Todd Smallenberg was. They didn't know anything about Neil Friske's race against Parker Fairburn. They didn't know any of it other than what they saw in the mailers that came in their mailbox. And that takes money. Every single one of those mailers that you guys got in the 106th House District cost Cam Cavett or the Michigan Freedom Fund $7,500 to print and to pay postage and mail them to your mailbox. How many of those mailers did you get from Cam Cavett? 10? 15? Let's go minimum. Let's say 10. You got 10 mailers over the course of the primary. That was $75,000, people, for a state house race for the 106, where Cam Cavett gets paid $72,000 a year to be a state representative. In mailers alone, $75,000. Not talking about the yard signs that you saw all over the place. The amount of money they had to be paid to the staffers on their own time to knock doors for Cam Cavett by Jack Bergman's office. Not to mention the gas reimbursement they had to pay people to go around and steal Todd Smallenberg signs. You know, this is amazing. But it's put into perspective very simply by a farmer. I love farmers. Grandpa Bishop, I idolized my Grandpa Bishop. He was a pig and beef farmer in Lapeer, Michigan. He had his little 40-acre farm. He leased out some other acres around him to grow his corn, his hay, his alfalfa, all the things that he fed his pigs and his cows. He was salt of the earth. The most common sense man I have ever met. He replaced my father. Grandpa Bishop became my dad when my father died on December 13th, 1966, when I was 8 years old. He was there at 2:30 in the morning after the police officer came to our house roughly at about 1 o'clock to tell my mom my dad died in a car accident. He went off an icy road and hit an oak tree, and the engine was on his lap. They had to cut his legs off to get him out of the vehicle. Grandpa Bishop, Grandma Bishop got in their Sunday best, jumped in the car, and drove from Lapeer to Shelby Township. And woke me up 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning crying at the kitchen table with my mom. Grandpa Bishop said to me, "Randy, I'm here for you. You need a dad, you call me, you come visit me." We continued to go to the farm every summer. We got out of school, we got in the Olds, the 1965 Olds, Jetstar, whatever it was called at the time, the big blue link car, Oldsmobile, excuse me, drove to Lapeer with our suitcases packed. Well, another farmer just sent me a text message, and this puts it into perspective totally. This comes from the next chairman of the board of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners, Cliff Tolini, our Montana Black Angus beef farmer. He said, "Randy, the people who have called you or texted you or said to you that they're giving up on voting deserves communism. We have to take the money out of politics. To the quitters, that they're going to quit voting, they're not going to participate, you need to remind them it's easy to be a Marxist communist country. But it's real hard to be free. Communists in a free country, real hard to be free, to be a free man living with a communist government. You cannot be a free man with a communist government. Never give up. That's what they want us to do. And who's the they? The communist politicians, socialist leanings, government involvement. Mike Rogers has taken money from Chinese companies regarding cybersecurity. Mike Rogers is a multimillionaire. He bought the Donald Trump endorsement. It was because of the Donald Trump's endorsement that Pastor Chatfield voted for Mike Rogers. And almost 70% of the primary voters who voted on Tuesday did the same thing. Why? Because Donald Trump endorsed him. How did he get the endorsement? He gave $10 million to Donald Trump's legal defense fund. He bought the endorsement. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell didn't have a snowball chance in hell of getting that endorsement away from Rogers. She didn't have $10 million to give to his legal defense fund. Rogers did. And if he didn't have it, he had organizations, companies that are willing to do it. And that's exactly what happened. Do you blame Donald Trump? No. The guy is in the legal battle of his life to stay out of prison, stay out of jail, so that he can run to be our president. Trumped up fake charges, a kangaroo court that took place in New York City, other lawsuits and court battles that he's fighting. Stormy Daniels, the porn star queen, getting an award from a jury. He's fighting and appealing all of that. That takes money, people. Donald Trump's attorneys are not cheap. These guys are $1,000 an hour. Do you know how many hours goes into the preparing for a defense on some of these stupid trumped up charges? Hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't blame Donald Trump. He had to raise the money. Mike Rogers gave him the money. He got the endorsement. He is now the U.S. Republican nominee. It's that simple, folks. And Cliff Tellini's right. We need to get the money out of politics. It's never going to happen. It is never going to happen. It needs to happen, but it's not going to happen. That's a fact, Jack. Final thoughts. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I got a follow-up text message. Thank you, Cliff Tolini, for listening. He kept all of the mailings that Cam Cavett's campaign or these PACs sent out on his race against Todd Smallenberg. 17 mailers is what Cliff Cellini received at a cost of $7,500 per mailing. Folks, that's $127,500 in mailings that Cam Cavett and or the PACs, special interest groups that were supporting his reelection to defeat Todd Smallenberg, they spent in mailings. That's not including signs. That's not including all the other things that goes into a campaign website, all of that. Cliff says Cavett was named correctly. Dark Cash Cavett. He's a sellout and he's a traitor to what he ran on for his first election and what he tried to run on the second. He had a voting record that he couldn't defend. He wouldn't debate. He didn't show up when the radio station hosted the debate. He didn't show up. These attack pieces against Todd, Lynn, Smallenberg, despicable. But again, you have to understand, folks, you are the informed, engaged, educated audience because you listen to the show. You know the reality of these politicians. You understand campaign finance reports. You understand how much money they raised outside of the district. Do you know 92, I think the calculation came up, I did on his campaign finance report, 92% of the money reported on his campaign finance report for Cam Cavett came outside of the 106th. That's not even counting or mentioning the dark money of the PAC money, the attack ads, and the attack mailers that were sent out against Todd Smallenberg. From his own campaign finance report as to what was really reported, 92% outside of the district. Let me ask you a very simple question. Why do people outside of the 106th House District give a damn about who is the state representative up here? What do they care? Betsy DeVos, the DeVos family, listed all over his campaign finance report. Why is it so important for the DeVos family to give tens of thousands of dollars to Cam Cavett's campaign when they don't even live in the 106th? Why? Because they want to control him. They want him to be their puppet. Cam Cavett is a puppet. That's all he is. The guy can't even speak in public without his notes. When asked the question at the one and only debate that he did show up at, he could not answer off the top of his head. He had to keep referring to his notes. Sometimes the answers he gave weren't even the correct answer or on topic to the question that was asked by the moderator. But he got reelected. Is anybody else ever going to run against Cam Cavett? After all the tens of thousands of dollars that Todd and Lynn probably dumped into their campaign themselves, along with all the donations they raised, all the fundraisers they did, all the things they did, he ran probably the best campaign ever and lost. Is anybody else ever going to do that? Probably not. So Cam's there for another 2 years. And in 2026, when Jack Bergman announces his probable retirement and endorses Senator John DeMuth, the one-termer, the guy only can serve one term in any office he ever gets elected to, he won't run for re-election for the 37th. He'll run for Congress. And you will be seeing TV ads that will make him look like the second coming of conservative Christ. Oh, yeah, he will try to win us over so badly to get us to vote for him to go to Washington, D.C., where he will be there for the rest of his natural-born life, ending up a multimillionaire from being a congressman in Washington, D.C. His ultimate dream, to be a congressman in Washington. That's what John DeMuth wants to do. That's his life mission, and you're about to see it starting in 2026. Cam Cavett will move up to the state Senate, or Parker Fairburn, and will be a state senator to replace John DeMuth. Mark my words, folks, it's coming. Why? Because of money. It is required to get elected to office. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Divine providence of God, according to Abraham Lincoln. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriots Relief.